Welcome to the Practical Consciousness Podcast with James and Lisa, where we help you tap into your highest selves in everyday life.
Hi, welcome to Practical Consciousness Podcast with James and Lisa. I'm Lisa.
And I'm James.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. We have a good topic for you today. Today, we're going to talk about three steps for transforming pain and suffering into growth. So James and I kind of talked through this and we came up with three steps that we feel really good about. We felt good energy around it. So we're going to share.
Yeah.
So these are steps to help you out with the challenges that come to you in life. Just the hard things. It can be anything. It can be dealing with, you know, the weirdness that's going on right now. It can be, you know, something happening in your family where someone's suffering, or, you know, and you're having to witness that, or you're suffering, health-wise, it can relationship-wise, anything.
Yeah. Right? I would say anything that, you would put in the category of a struggle.
Yeah.
Where you feel like you're fighting life. Overwhelmed.
Yeah. You might feel like, why me?
Pain.
There's lots of different levels. I mean, this could be something where you're really deep and low, like total victim mode, like, you know, why me kind of thing.
Yeah. Maybe you got a car wreck or
or it can be something in between there where you're like, everything I've done today has been a failure, or everything I've done today, I feel like I've run into a roadblock. Like, this is a terrible day. Could be something like that where you're you know,
or terrible year, terrible month.
Sure. Yeah.
Terrible relationship.
Step one, get your pencil and your paper out, because you're going to want to write this down.
This is good stuff, folks. This is good stuff.
This is good stuff. Channeled. Okay. So the first step is understanding and acceptance. So what do we mean like by that? One thing we talked about earlier, James and I, was that life is for us.
Yeah.
Right? Life's not happening to you. It's for you.
Yeah.
So what does that mean to you, James? Life is for me.
Well, so, you know, is it okay if I use an example?
Sure.
Yeah. So maybe, most of our listeners know I travel around in a fifth wheel. I'm in it right now. And when we first started this journey, our very first trip out, and, you know, I wasn't used to the length of it. And so I took a corner a little too tight for the rig, and I ended up, you know, sideswiping a pickup. And it put a big dent in the side of the RV. Aww. And I got out, I looked, and I was like, are you kidding me? I mean, like, this is, we're literally just starting, and we're starting out this way. And I could feel myself, like you said, I could feel myself being kind of the victim, not a victim to like somebody doing something to me, or like, gosh, the RV park is too narrow or whatever. It's more like a victim, just that circumstance you know, why did these things happen, and why they happened to me, and why is it happening right now?
And did you even have the thought, like, this happened right in the beginning of this journey, maybe we're not supposed to do it?
No.
Did you have that?
I didn't. No. Okay. not in that circumstance, but I mean, it certainly could happen to me. But what I realized kind of right then and there was, I can't know, to your point about, you know, life's happening for you. I was like, I can't know. I mean, in the grander screen, the broader perspective, I don't know what this means, right? Like, this, like right now, this feels like this sucks because it's going to cost me money. And it made me question my ability to drive this big of a rig. And now I'm going to, you know, I've signed on to this for years and traveling on the country, and I dented at the first trip out. So is it even going to be standing at the end of the thing, you know? And And so those were kind of the thoughts that started kind of kicking around in my head. Sure. And then I was like, I can't really know. I mean, in a broader perspective, I can't know. And then, like you said, that was sort of like a transition. I call it kicking into neutral. Right. Yeah. So instead of driving down the road or we call it the train of thought, you know, or the car of thought or whatever,
yes.
Instead of continuing to drive down that victimhood and kind of, and suffering from the pain, because it was painful.
Sure.
And instead of suffering from the pain, it kind of shifted into neutral. And then once I was sort of in neutral going, you know, I just don't know. I just can't know. Then it allowed me to pop it into a gear of, well, there is one thing I do know. I know, because this is the truth, is that everything that happens for my best interest.
Yep.
And so it helped me to kind of step away from the suffering. Yeah. And kind of step into hope, step into curiosity, step
right.
in.
Well, we're gonna get to that, those steps. So okay, let's hold off on that. So the first step is understanding and acceptance. And one thing that I like to bring up is the idea that when you say life is for me, it's not that there's like a God out there saying, this is for you. You should learn from this, James. It's more that you as the soul wanted to grow in a specific way. And so these experiences are coming to you so that you can have those, so that you can have that growth. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the understanding and acceptance, is just understanding how the universe works and understanding and accepting that, oh, this is for me. And get curious about it. We'll go into the following steps, but yeah, this is something I'm going to accept, that this is something that's coming to me and it's for me. It's for my growth and I want it. This is something I want.
Yeah. We talked about in that podcast a little while back about, you know, agreement and making a conscious choice. And yeah. I think that's what you're basically saying is, I agree to allow this to be.
Yes.
Because I know it's for me.
Yes. And I love what you said about putting it in neutral. Love that. Think of it that, like, picture that in your mind. That's a really good tip that I'm going to share with my clients.
Okay.
Put it in neutral.
Yeah.
Put it in neutral. So I usually talk about stepping back and seeing like the bigger picture, but I like the idea of just put it in neutral and basically stopped driving down that path of victimhood or beating yourself up or judging others or whatever it is that's happening.
Just and I would also
put it
add,
in neutral.
Yeah, put it neutral. But I would add, don't put it in neutral to bypass the emotions and
right.
the feelings. You still want to, and we talk about this a lot. I mean, part of the allowing is to allow the emotion to be. Don't try to bypass it. Don't try to.
Right. I agree.
Don't try to skip it, because yeah. there's it's happening for you, and that's part of the for.
Yes.
Don't you agree with that?
Perfect. Yes. Yeah. That exactly. Yes. This is like a temporary neutral. You don't just leave your car in neutral or start rolling around.
Right. In one way, you can even say popping in neutral is that fully allowing. Putting it in neutral is to allow without. It's allowing it to be what it is without making it. Make it a suffering pain, right? Yeah. So you're allowing the pain,
yeah,
and you're allowing the emotion that comes with the pain. You're just not, manufacturing something that isn't there.
Yeah.
Either way,
you're slightly jumping ahead, but that's okay.
I'm sorry, I keep doing that. You know, it's patience fun. Is not one of my virtues.
Okay, it's all right. This is all for you, James. Okay,
that's right.
Are we ready to move on to step two?
I'm already moving on to step two.
Well, this step two. Got your pencil ready. Awareness. So awareness is like seeing the patterns, being aware of what's happening. So awareness is where I always tell people awareness is like the first step. So if you're just in general feeling like you're suffering in life, it's like, what is, I'm not happy. I feel like I'm drudging through. I feel like I'm pushing. Awareness is the first step, is where you start noticing like what's going on in your head. What's happening? What are the thoughts that you're having? You know, how are you experiencing life? Just start being aware of how you're reacting, acting, interacting, thinking, all of that.
I think it's so interesting that you just said that, because I like you, for so long have said and kind of believed in myself that awareness is the first step, that we kind of just have to see it for what it is, observe it, mindfulness, everything. We talk about that. But in this context, we've said acceptance is the first step. And I actually think that's true. No, I actually think it's true. I actually think by accepting and being open and saying, I'm not going to bypass whatever's going on here. I'm not going to make it something that it isn't.
Then you'll start to have the awareness.
It gives you the space, the energetic space to become more aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And being aware is work. It is a practice. You are doing something. Some people are like, but I'm not doing anything. Give me something to do. That is something to do. Every time you become aware that you're lost in your thoughts, you just did a rep of your weights. Mm-hmm. You know, you're exercising. You just did another one. You're building that muscle.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And the habit. You're building the habit.
And the more that you become aware of something, the easier it's going to be to like break the habit or make a shift.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's because, I mean, to kind of go back to the analogy of shifting into neutral, it's because you've shifted. I mean, being open and accepting has shifted you into neutral. And now you can kind of be aware while you're still in it, right? You're still in the car. The car is still going down the road, right? You've just now popped it into neutral. So now you've given yourself space to just say, you know, What is my story here? What am I saying to myself? What am I creating? What untruth am I creating? Either way, whether you're creating an untruth about, oh, this is terrible, and all the things I was saying to myself, right? That I'm going to destroy the trailer by the end of the 2 years, or I'm going to be dead, or whatever. I don't need to manufacture that story, right?
Yeah.
And to your point, being open allows you to go, okay, well, I can kind of now go in and get curious about what am I feeling about this? What am I thinking? What am I, what actions do I need to take? Because in a most practical sense, you're basically saying you're shifting from a subconscious thought to a conscious thought.
Yeah. Now that's perfect. Love that. Yeah. Yeah. Shifting. So we put it in neutral in step one, and now we're shifting to another gear, which is going from unconscious to conscious. James, this is all coming together. I'm slowing it. I can't wait to find out what happens in step three.
I'm not going to jump ahead.
Okay. So the only thing about awareness that I wanted to point out, I like what you said about kind of contemplating a little bit about, you know, what's happening here? Maybe is this a repeating pattern? It is good to look at, you know, maybe like your childhood, maybe you were raised by an alcoholic parent or something, and realizing that, oh yeah, you know, this started a long time ago, this defense mechanism that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But don't dwell in the past. That was the only reason I'm bringing it up, because don't then go back there and live in the past. They have awareness around that and notice if you're doing it.
Yeah.
So don't spend too much time creating a victim out of yourself from what has happened to you in the past.
Yeah.
Go back to step one and understand and accept that all the things that happened to you as a child happened for you, not to you.
So are you saying that, the reason you might go back and look at the past is because just to see the pattern? Just to see how it kind of fits into a cycle or something, some sort of pattern that, that you continue to experience, maybe not the same circumstance, but the same kind of experience.
Yeah. Yes. And also to, it's a really good way to just give yourself permission and a hall pass. Like, it's all good. You know, this is, you, these things did happen for you when you were younger. And I want to pull up that quote that I sent to you today, because I just feel like that kind of goes with this. This is just an interesting quote that I read in a book. We spend a lot of time experiencing what isn't true about ourselves in order to discover what is. So it's kind of this idea of, we do spend a lot of time. It's like an analogy that she used in this book was bumper cars. You know, you bump into another car and then you readjust, figure out whatever it is. And maybe it's just that you've created another bad habit, you know, to like protect yourself, whatever it is. But then you're going to bump again. It's going to happen again. And all through your life, you're building, you're moving towards who you are, who the true, who you truly are.
Yeah, it's so, it's so interesting you're saying this, because it helped me just now realize that, like, when I bumped the car or bumped the trailer, you know, and dented it and stuff, I didn't do it at the time, but as you're saying it now, I'm thinking back and I am starting to see a pattern where I'll get something, you know, some material thing that I really want, new car, you know, a trailer, new TV, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And quite often in my life, there'll be an accident or something that I do that breaks it or damages it, or, a lot of times it's like when I'm mounting it or setting it up, or the first drive, or in the beginning when it's like really, really new and it's like, you know, you're excited to have it, all that kind of stuff. It's so interesting that you say that, because what follows me thinking about that is that, you know, I didn't have a lot growing up. I didn't have a lot of really nice things. And so I was kind of stingy with them. I was a helicopter crew chief in the army, and I learned sort of how to, you know, really maintain something. And so sometimes I get too attached to material things, and I'm wondering if, you know, maybe that's a pattern that's telling me something.
We're having some awareness.
Yeah,
right now.
It's really cool you said that. Yeah.
This is live, folks. I love it. That's great. That's really great.
I have to sit with that for a little while and see what's going on there. That's the
awareness. Now you've recognized a pattern.
I have, yeah.
Now you're not going to go back and you know, marinate in the fact
ruminate
that you didn't
on...
have anything when you were little. You're not going to do that.
No.
That happened for you, and it's all a part of this pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay! No. I'm excited.
Did I jump to step three?
This is like way better than I even imagined. No, you didn't. You jumped to step three a while ago.
Oh, okay.
And that's because step three, are you ready to move on?
I'm ready.
Okay. Is allowing. You didn't mention that before.
Oh, yeah.
So step three is allowing. Allowing is when you, okay, so now here you are, you've had this realization, right? About, you know, now you've had this awareness about this pattern. So the next time something happens, where you, like, say you get a new piece of equipment for in your camper, and you're putting it together and it breaks. Now you can have a sense of allowing, where you were referring to it before, where you just say, okay, there's that part of me who gets upset because I didn't have anything when I was young, and it's okay. It makes perfect sense that I feel this way.
Yeah.
And it's okay that feeling is here right now. And then you don't try to push it away. You don't try to rationalize it. You just say, it's okay that you're here. I want to hear more. Tell me what your story is.
Okay. So I use the word allowing. It was synonymous with acceptance. You're saying that in this step, the allowing piece is more of an internal process, where you're basically saying, I'm going to allow my experience to be my experience. And then you kind of shift the action out of that into, you know, what is this trying to show me? What is this trying to tell me? Mm-hmm. And then you're making conscious choices at that point.
Yes. Yes. A big, big part of the allowing is just being okay with your reaction of getting frustrated and upset, whatever it is that you're feeling, allowing it and sitting with it and being like, it's okay that I feel this way. It makes perfect sense that I feel. Maybe you don't even know why. Maybe you can't say it makes perfect sense, but you can at this point just say it's okay.
Yeah.
Because you go back to step one and say, I know that life is for me and I know there's something in here for me to learn.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back. And so I'm going to go into awareness and I'm going to notice these patterns. And so they all go together. One, two, three.
Well, yeah. And I have a saying that I love to say that I think is a form of allowing yourself to allow, which is, you know, so what, now what? Right.
I like that one.
You know, and that comes from the founder of IPEC, Bruce Schneider. And he says it all the time. And I think it kind of fits what you're basically saying is that, okay, I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I'm disappointed in myself, all those things. And yeah. So what? Now what? Now what am I going to do?
Yeah. Well, you can say that if you do have that understanding of life is for me, it's easy to say that, but that's not so easy if you don't have that understanding.
You're right.
There are people out there that don't have that understanding and they are too much in victim mode to say, so what, now what? But once you start this process and go through these steps, you'll be able to say that. You'll be able to say, okay, now what?
Yeah.
That just happened, now what? But it's not always easy.
No, it's not.
It's not always easy. There's steps that you have to go through before you get there, right?
These are three simple steps, but they're not easy steps.
But they're not easy steps, yeah. That's so true.
Well, that's really cool. I mean, I think that's, like you just said, I think that... It's a way to at least, you know, we're energetic coaches. We coach energy. We're all about energy all the time. And I think it's a nice way to say, or it's a way to shift your energy. It's a way to just, you know, not, and then you're no longer suffering. You know, we talk about catabolic energy versus anabolic energy. In a way, it's three steps to go anabolic.
Yeah, it is. It's a way to start to ease the suffering because we're not meant to suffer.
No,
we're not meant to suffer, but it is the path to the growth that as a soul that you really strongly desire. That's right. Why it's here. That's why it's happening.
Yeah.
That's why you wrecked your trailer, James.
I know. Well, pain.
That's why you dented your trailer.
Well, pain teaches. That's what it does. Its purpose is to teach. That's it.
Yeah. And you could get to the point where, you know, and I am there sometimes, but not always, to have gratitude. So grateful this has happened. That's a tough one. I'm so grateful this has happened. And there's been a lot of things that I've been reading about and witnessing of terrible things that have been happening to other people. And I always try to remember that. I'm so grateful that life is for them and they are having those experiences so they can grow in the way they want to grow.
Yeah, that's step four.
Yeah, there you go. Gratitude. Yeah. Step four would be gratitude.
Yeah. All right. That was good. That's good.
Yeah. Thanks so much for playing with me with this one, sharing your story and having like a realization, like an awakening while we were talking about it. That's awesome.
I'm still kind of pondering on it. It's like, I mean, I really think there's an awareness that I just didn't have that kind of just popped in.
And many times that's how
around
coaching works.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of times how coaching works. You, as a coach, you would be asking questions and somebody'd be like, oh, you know, like I was sharing information with you and you were like, oh.
Yeah. No, that's
wait
good.
A minute.
That's great.
Yeah. A little aha.
So, we could ask the listeners, I guess right now is if you guys have a story like that, or you would like to, you know, share, either a suffering that you're continuing to feel and or when you've overcome a suffering and shifted it into consciousness and make conscious choices, share it with us. We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I'd love to hear other people's stories. That would be great. And so, yeah, it's nice to hear when other people have had these, gone through these steps already without even knowing that they did it.
Yeah, no
kidding. But now they're conscious of what, then now they're conscious of what they're experiencing. So yeah, so thank you everyone for joining us. And I guess with that, we'll just say goodbye.
Yeah, but before we say goodbye, I want to say one thing real quick.
Okay. Kind of
a little plug. Lisa and I have, we've mentioned it a few times. Lisa and I have put together a mindfulness course. It's an 8-week course where you build the practice of mindfulness. And it's specifically designed around leaders, and it's specifically designed around more of like a corporate setting. It doesn't have to be, but that's what it's kind of been built up around. And we're getting ready to put this course out. And so if any of our listeners, or if our listeners know of somebody maybe who's in a leadership position, or that it's just really sort of become or begun to struggle or become suffering in their position, they're burnt out, they're just tired of it, or they're just done with it. Mm-hmm. Reach out to us and we'll give you some information about how you can, you know, get involved in this next release. We're getting ready to do the next release of this course. We're starting the 8-week program. And so
we're very excited about it. So
yeah,
that would be great. Yeah, yeah. Anybody that knows anybody who might be interested, we can send them whatever information they need.
Yeah. So anybody out there, just if they're interested, reach out to us, either one of us, and we'll give you some we'll give you the deets. With that, we'll say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.